Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today we're here with friend of the show, Ms. Kristen Ogden, who's here to discuss her legal advocacy for her husband's physician, Dr. Baca. Now, without leaving you in suspense, let's cut to the chase and talk about what she's here for today. And Ms. Ogden, would you like to describe your initiative for the audience?
Yes, thank you, Jay.
Can you provide some context on the case, just in case this may be the first time somebody may be hearing about this? Wow. Run out the clock, basically, by extinguishing your financial means. Tell a little bit about who your attorney is, Mr. John Flannery, and just what his reputation is in the legal community. Now, for the people who may be listening to this for the first time, or may have been following this just loosely, talk without the legal jargon, just person to person. How absurd is it that patients are not allowed to speak on behalf of their physicians when the DEA, the government, ostensibly represents the public? Can you help us reconcile, like, why that is happening? Because Right. Exactly. Now, what's interesting is that your story is not an outlier. It's in fact far too common, and it's far too tragic for many people. But you are doing something unique about it in that you're actually standing up for patients, for your husband, and now you have a GoFundMe. And in this initiative, you're looking to actually do something. You're taking your personal plight and you're turning it into an evangelizing force for good and protecting patients. Tell the audience what we're doing. Right. Now, when people donate to your GoFundMe, what can they expect to see? It is absurd. Now, in the remaining time that we have, I want to leave with one question for the audience. Why should they donate to you? Can you give us your strongest, most compelling pitch so that those who are listening, those who see the sound clip, will know that this is a worthwhile cause and that your legal battle represents so much for Americans who are disenfranchised, not just in the chronic pain community, but all across the country? Know that there is somebody who's fighting, and let's help this individual. Give us your pitch. And you are doing something about it. So for all of you who are listening, please donate Miss Ogden's GoFundMe account. The link is in the description below. Support a worthwhile cause. This is not just about chronic pain advocacy. This is not just about the DEA misconduct. This is about people who have been disenfranchised, like so many of us have been, in an ever-growing administrative state. And let's support somebody who's actually fighting back and fighting back successfully. So with that, Miss Ogden, thank you so much for your time.